KPBS On Demand is supported by Marakal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Marakal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, March 6th. Vote counts from the primary election are still underway after the 8 p.m. voting deadline last night. In today's podcast, I'll be updating you on the first round of unofficial results that came in late last night. Those results will continue to be updated over the coming days, but we won't have the final certified results until next month. For the most up-to-date results, head to our newsroom's Voter Hub at kpbs.org/voterhub. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more updates on the first batch of primary election results.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
In early returns for Chula Vista City Council District 4 race, Cesar Fernandez and Rudy Ramirez were in the lead. In third place was former District 4 council member Andrea Cardenas, less than 20 votes behind Ramirez. Cardenas resigned last month and pleaded guilty to charges of grand theft. But early voting had already started, so her name was still on the ballot in this election. Still, Ramirez says he's feeling cautiously optimistic.
The margins are so tight that anything can happen. And everybody is kind of clustered together. So I have a feeling it's going to be a long night. So we're going to be standing by to see how things play out.
The top two candidates will advance to the November election. A primary victory for Ramirez and Fernandez would mean that Cardenas is out of the running for good. Early results from the Chula Vista City Council District 3 race show Michael Enzunza with a commanding lead. Enzunza says he knocked on more than 6,000 doors during the campaign.
I think connecting with people face to face and actually listening to people's concerns, I think that's what did it. I think it's people don't take the time to knock on doors anymore and actually listen to people.
Enzunza garnered more than 50% of the early vote. Leticia Munguia and Daniel Rice Vasquez are in a close battle for second place, with less than 100 votes separating them. Munguia says she's optimistic her slim lead will hold.
And I'm excited. Second place is an exciting place to be. I know it's early on, but I'm very thankful for all the support throughout the community here in District 3. And I look forward to seeing the updates.
The top two finishers will go to a runoff in November. In the race for San Diego mayor, incumbent Todd Gloria is leading with almost 53% of the vote. Here's Gloria speaking last night.
Tonight's results are an endorsement of continuing to do things that we have done together over the last 4 years. Pave more roads, house more homeless people, build more affordable homes for working and middle-class San Diegans, and keeping San Diego one of the safest big cities in this country.
Larry Turner is trailing Gloria with 23% of the vote, followed by Genevieve Jones-Wright with almost 14% of the vote. The top two finishers will go to a runoff in November. Henry Foster III is leading in the race to fill the District 4 seat on the San Diego City Council. It was vacated by Monica Montgomery Stepp when she was elected to serve on the County Board of Supervisors. The District 4 seat represents neighborhoods east of downtown like Mountain View, Oak Park, and Bay Terraces. If Foster maintains more than 50% of the vote, as results continue to come in, he won't have to go to a runoff in the coming months. In initial results in the state assembly race to represent District 75, which is East County, Carl DeMaio and Kevin Juza are leading. DeMaio has 43% of the counted vote, and Juza has 20%. If both maintain their leads, they'll go on to the November runoff. Democrat Congressman Mike Levin had an easy lead in early returns. He had about 55% of the vote, with his closest opponent, Matt Gunderson, at 23%. Republican challenger Kate Monroe had about 8% of the vote, but she still was enthusiastic about her plans if elected.
The border needs to be closed. We have a massive homeless problem all throughout California, certainly here, buttoned in by downtown San Diego and north in Oceanside. We have thousands of homeless people. I have a very good solution to stop all the homeless, drugs, lawlessness that we have going on in our state.
The top two vote-getters in the race go on to the November election. For more and the most up-to-date results, head to our newsroom's Voter Hub at kpbs.org/voterhub. As votes continue to be counted here locally and statewide, attention is turning to the states that have upcoming primaries and to the November election. But there are more than just eligible voters paying attention. Education reporter MG Perez takes us to the classroom where current politics provide learning in real time.
The hardest part is the paper, not the presentation. And the paper's worth 75% of your grade. And
so Vince Martinez is speaking to his students, taking an advanced placement class in research. They are a mix of juniors and seniors at Otay Ranch High School. Many of them will be old enough to vote in November's presidential election.
I think the adults in power are doing a really bad job.
17-year-old Olivia Metz is in the AP research class, working on an investigation of sexism and its impact on women's rights in the world today.
I'm worried, but I also think if we band together and we try, we can make changes that can help.
Some of you have already finished gathering your data.
Olivia and her classmates are some of Mr. Martinez's most advanced students, but they are still part of the social media generation that is inundated with information from sources seeking to influence them.
Their primary motive may be profit. Their primary motive may be content, clicks, we like to call it clickbait, and they trust these voices and these sources to be true and factual when they're not.
I'm investigating misinformation within politics.
17-year-old Brady Peters was scrolling through his Instagram account, flooded with political campaign ads about the California primary and beyond, when he stumbled on his class research topic.
It would go from like a small idea to more extreme as you would be scrolling through everything.
Brady has just completed collecting data from 114 students at his school in 9th through 12th grade. They all completed a survey after watching groups in pairs of political ad videos.
Two videos based on abortion, and the other two videos were based on book banning. One of the videos in each of the pair of two was false. But in the survey, I did not tell the participants that one of the videos was false. I wanted to see how truthful they would think it was.
After this series of decisive wins, Trump is optimistic.
At Wilson Middle School in City Heights, there's a different kind of investigation happening. As sixth grade students watch the daily CNN 10 program, they try to figure out politics in the adult world and the people who are the biggest players. Michael Williams is their teacher.
Most of the kids know the big names. They know who Joe Biden is. They know who Donald Trump is. They'll know who Vladimir Putin is.
Any other questions or comments?
11 and 12-year-olds don't always have a context for national and world events. So Mr. Williams uses a strategy called scaffolding, where he directs their learning, starting with concepts they understand, and then providing less support as they master the content. After all, they're just a couple of presidential elections away from being eligible to vote.
By 2032, they'll be old enough to vote. They'll be old enough to participate in our democracy. So we want them to be thinking about it and thinking about it as active citizens.
They are watching and listening. 12-year-old Jason Ramirez says this.
There's going to be an election about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And there's like, I forgot who it is. There's like this girl saying like that Donald Trump is not going to make it. Like he's going to lose. Yeah, Nikki Haley. If I would like to pick who would win, I'd say Donald Trump, because a lot of bad stuff has been happening since Joe Biden was president.
11-year-old Misael Martinez is a Democratic supporter.
If you were old enough to vote, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Tell me why.
because Donald Trump didn't really support people from Mexico.
What do you like about Joe Biden?
He supports people.
Students learning lessons in a way they can understand and finding truth on their academic journey to graduation. That's the goal in Mr. Martinez's class back at Otay Mesa High School.
I can talk about my limitations. I can talk about the implications. I can defend my choices. So that's where we're going.
Along with their grade, these students will get a vote of confidence, too. MG Perez, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for more updated primary results, plus more. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2024 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and up to a 262-mile range with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.